Well, welcome. We're here at the Eisner Amper 2016 Business Summit. I'm Dave Plasko. We're delighted to have with us Dave Adams of Savory Systems. So, Dave, okay for us to use this for our website? It's a little housekeeping matter. Okay. Just got to get your permission. What are you finding is the biggest unknown in succession planning today? What keeps you up at night?
Well, we're doing well, we're growing, but you never know. There may be, you know, some fallout or something. We're kind of a recession-resistant industry. I have three daughters. One's interested in the business, but then if you get someone not so interested, then you have squabbles later on when you're out of the business. It causes ruffles.
Let's take a step back a second. What does your company do?
Natural flavors for the food industry, business to business.
And now, you touched on this a moment ago with family. What are you doing to develop your bench, so to speak? They always say you're developing
right.
Your bench.
I have a core of people that are bored, that are managing the company now, so I'm not so involved the day to day. You know, when you start a company, you're doing everything.
Yep.
As a one-man show,
sure,
with contract production, whatever. So this has worked out really well. I have more time out, more time to think about things and work on special projects if
sure
I want.
Okay. Now, one of the things that is going to come into play with succession planning is the estate tax. And that's been in both the New Jersey news, tied to the gas tax that just went into effect today. And we've heard about it on the federal level in both presidential campaigns. Is estate planning something that's impacting your strategic planning?
Oh, yeah. I've actually moved some shares to the three daughters, so it's protected there. My wife and I own a company, but now they each have a chunk,
okay,
so that takes out a big possibility,
sure, sure,
on the estate tax into a trust.
Okay, okay. And one of the things that they're going to be talking about in the seminar is the proposed 2704 valuation regulation. Is that really a big deal? Is that something that impacts
well,
you?
Well, that's what I'm here to check
yeah
on. So
why? Why is it such a big deal?
Because I don't know much about it yet.
Okay, so that's one of the reasons you're
right
here,
yeah,
is to learn about that. And finally, last question. Just I mentioned a moment ago about the presidential election. Anything else that you're looking at based on who wins? You know, is that affecting your strategic planning as far as, you know, what the next administration might bring?
I'm a steady Republican, so, you know, with the candidates this year aren't the greatest choice.
Right.
So I think it's hard for anybody to predict what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
One, it happens.
If one wins and a plan B if another wins?
Well, keep selling more product. That's
yeah, yeah.
We're doing fine, you know, but it seems everyone is giving out more money and we're getting more taxes. New Jersey's a tough state. California is a tough state. New York, you know, so regulations and such. At least New Jersey backed off on the state taxes. But it's hard to look either way what's going to happen with the world.
And anyway, you slice it, it's tough for businesses.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're, you know, you know the food business. It's pretty stable. But, some other industry, you got a guy around the corner is construction.
Yeah.
You know, and he has a recession, 35% of his business goes away. Now, how do you recover from that?
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thanks for your time, David. Welcome and enjoy the seminar.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Tell us your name, tell us your company, and what your company does.
My name is Jay Benigal. I'm with Citizens Financial Group, and I'm a commercial banker, and I work with the legal industry.
Okay.
In part of what I do, I provide, like, you know, thought content back to the industry,
sure,
and succession planning is something that's been on many legal leaders' minds today.
Okay.
So it's a hot-button issue.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Getting to that point, Jay, what do you think is the biggest unknown? What do you think keeps people up at night about succession planning?
If you look at some of the statistics, when you look at the distribution of age in a firm, you know, new associates come in their late 20s, and it goes to around 65, which is usually the mandatory retirement age at law firms. The concern of legal leaders is that most of the business is concentrated towards the top end of that distribution. So age 55 to 65 is where, in many cases, 30, 40, even 50% of the revenue comes from in that 10-year band.
Sure.
So as these partners start to cycle out, and they're forced to, either they get de-equitized or they leave, they retire. What's the fate of that client is the big question mark. And from a legal leader's perspective, you know, he or she wants to make sure that they hold on to that client and that they don't lose the client. So, you know, you figure so much of their revenue comes from a very small population of attorneys. Most of the rainmakers fall into that category. Legal leaders want to figure out how to sort of solve that issue.
What are these leaders doing to develop that the next generation of rainmakers? How are they developing their bench?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think the advice that most of these people are given is get the younger attorneys involved. Because you look at the millennial population, for the first time, a population has grown larger than the baby boomer population. So as these millennials start coming into the law firms and they start infiltrating the firms, get them involved on matters. Engage them, send them for training in terms of how to do business development.
Right. Take them on calls, get them involved early.
Correct. Introduce them to the clients. Let the general counsels that they work with get to know them.
Yep.
So there are multiple hands touching relationships. You know, it's not just concentrated with like one or two partners.
Okay. One of the things that we've seen in the news lately, both at the state level in New Jersey and at the federal level in the presidential campaigns, is the estate tax.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we're asking folks too is, you know, we're a week away from a historic presidential election. You know, how is that impacting your strategic thought process based on where the election may go? Are you looking at your business going forward from what happened, you know, what happens if candidate A versus B gets in, or?
You know what, I'm big into diversity and inclusion. And
by the way, we're not asking you who you're voting
for. Yeah, that's fine.
But do you, let's say, have a plan A if one gets in and a plan B, or are you looking ahead to what might happen?
Right. I try not to look ahead into what's going to happen, because it seems like it changes every day, as to which candidate's favored. The way I engage law firms is from a qualitative standpoint. So I work very closely with law firms on pro bono and also on diversity and inclusion. So there's a crescendo with the dialogue around diversity and inclusion in terms of how diverse law firms are better for business. I went to an event a couple of weeks ago where they talked about D&I right now versus the way it's going to look should Trump get elected president. Again, not picking a political affiliation. There's a lot of rhetoric around the words he has for the public, right? So there's going to be a change in dynamic in terms of how law firms are going to tackle diversity and inclusion. It's going to become more important, I think, with legal leaders focusing on the makeup of the firm itself.
Great.
Because there's always a drop off at the partner level for minority representation and gender representation as well.
Sure.
And many leaders are trying to grapple with that right now.
Huge issue out there right now. Well, that's great. Well, thanks, Jay, for speaking with us. Okay, if we put this on, use you and put this on our website as far as a podcast?
Happy to, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, enjoy the seminar.
Thank you.
All right,
appreciate it.